it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app and take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go.
You're listening to Jones and Keith on WEEI. Couldn't sit on the couch all day? Well, we've got you covered with
What Happened
on Jones and Keith.
Oh, Dr. Jones, week two in the NFL. Couple of games tonight. It's a Monday Night Football doubleheader. But in the meantime, if you missed any of the action from yesterday, we got it covered for you, including another AFC East matchup. It was the Buffalo Bills taking on the New York Jets.
What happened?
I'll tell you.
Thank you, Trace. Look at that move by Cook. Oh, it's still going. James Cook to the end zone for a touchdown and a brilliant run.
Put that on your highlight tape right now, Jim. I know you carry him each game, but that was next level.
These guys are best buds, Nance and Romo.
Romo sounds like one of our callers.
He kind of does. Bills blow out the Jets 30-10. James Cook, 132 yards rushing, two scores.
Nice. News that just came out, Justin Fields, and I don't think it's a surprise, he left yesterday with a concussion. He's in concussion protocol. He was good yesterday before the injury. 3 for 11, 27 yards.
All right, well.
That's a Bills defense starter that got shredded the week before. Jets now 0-2.
Buffalo 2-0. You mentioned the Jets and Dolphins being 0-2. So the Patriots alone in second place in the division at 1-1. What about the Cincinnati Bengals and the Jacksonville Jaguars?
What happened?
Well, we'll get into what happened to Joe Burrow. Let's just say he wasn't in the game when this happened.
A sneak attack over the top. Left.
Jake Browning with the go-ahead score. Like, what's Jake Browning doing in there? Well, it's a turf toe injury for Joe Burrow. He needs surgery. He's going to be out at least 3 months.
Ugh.
Not great. But the Bengals did win. They are 2-0 to start the season.
So you just said it. They're 2-0. So they have some leeway. Browning was 4-3 in 7 starts for Burrow in 2023.
Yeah, not the worst backup.
Does it open up the door for a team like the Patriots to get into the playoff picture?
100%.
I mean, we already thought they were in it, right?
I had them both in. I had Cincinnati and New England, so maybe this just gives you a better chance.
Very famously did not have the Bengals in the playoffs.
That doesn't sound right to me.
Ja'Marr Chase still had 14 catches for 165 yards and a touchdown after a slow week one. Nice. So I still think he'll be productive, but I think it knocks a few wins, obviously. That goes without saying. I mean, you go from Joe Burrow down to Jake Browning. I assume they stick with Browning, though. Are they going to be in the market for somebody?
Schefter had a tweet earlier today. They're monitoring for a veteran QB. I don't know if that means as a backup to Browning or not, but it does change how the Patriots and Bengals match up in Cincinnati. I had that chalked up as a loss in Cincinnati on November 23rd. That might flip that one.
Yeah, great point. It's not just, the three wild card teams, but there's a head-to-head matchup later on in the season. So, yeah, that's a good point. Much more winnable for the Patriots now. What about the Baltimore Ravens and the Cleveland Browns?
Hey, what happened?
On 2nd and 10, they're going to throw it again for Hopkins, and DeAndre Hopkins has got it. Cam Mitchell in on the coverage. And the 33-year-old is in the end zone for a second time this year.
He had an unbelievable one-handed catch in week one. That was not as unbelievable, but still a nice catch by DeAndre Hopkins. And the Ravens get their first win of the year, blowing out the Browns 41-17. Lamar Jackson threw 4 touchdowns.
Yeah, Dylan Gabriel got in late, right?
Yeah, Dylan Gabriel got in late. You also saw Quinshon Judkins.
Oh, yeah.
I can't say his name, but he had
Quinshon.
Quinshon.
Yep.
I try to speed through the Quinn part. 10 carries, 61 yards rushing. Dylan Gabriel, 3 for 3, 19 yards, and a touchdown pass.
The story that came out here prior to the game was that Shedeur Sanders was potentially going to be drafted by the Ravens, pick 141, something like that. He told them he didn't want to go there.
Didn't want to back up Lamar.
Now he's a Brown backing up Flacco. Flacco and Dylan Gabriel.
So you could be third string on the Browns or the backup on the Ravens. You chose wisely.
I'm rooting for Shador, but that makes it tough.
That was tough. So Browns fall to 0-2. They are a bit of a mess. Derrick Henry, sort of the inverse of Ja'Marr Chase, like fantasy-wise. Derrick Henry was a monster week one, really didn't do anything, didn't need to do anything in week two.
Ooh, maybe Ja'Marr Chase kind of stole his powers after week one.
Perhaps.
Yeah, maybe.
All right, Colts and Broncos.
What happened?
Well, this was a very strange finish here to this AFC matchup. The Colts had a chance to get the win. Well, you'll hear it.
Personal foul. Leverage. Defense number 96. Oh,
leverage.
That's a huge. Oh, my goodness. That is a huge
automatic
penalty.
First down.
Now it is a 45-yard field goal with no time left. This for the win. Spencer Schrager. It's good, and the Colts have won.
Colts, a walk-off 29-28 win over the Broncos. It was pretty chaotic there at the end because they actually missed the game-winning field goal originally.
From 60.
They missed it, but there was leverage. You can't grab the – you can't push the center down or whatever else it was.
You think you did? Did you see the replay?
I did see the replay. I thought it was fine.
That seems like that happens almost every
field goal that's kicked. What am I looking for?
Did you hear what happened to Terp?
No, what happened to Terp?
This was the final leg on a Terp parlay.
Broncos win?
Broncos money line.
Oh.
And he got stiffed on it. I don't know what he lost out on. I don't think it was quite what was at stake in the Bozo touchdown parlay.
No.
But Terp was real salty about that earlier today.
Man, second straight week where Daniel Jones played pretty well.
1.429. $626.
That might have been it.
Daniel Jones, 316 yards passing and a touchdown. Jonathan Taylor ran for $165. Bo Nix threw three touchdowns in the loss, but final play at the end. Broncos are now 1-1. The Colts, an early 2-0 start.
They feel like the Saints from a year ago to me. Like, hot start. Nobody saw it coming.
Colts?
Yeah, wheels are going to fall off, but they're 2-0. Don't take it away from them.
Like, Broncos is a real win. I like the Broncos.
That is a real win.
Yeah, Dolphins not as much, but what about a Super Bowl rematch?
What happened?
For all the marbles, Eagles and Chiefs. The winner gets the trophy.
There's Barkley right side, sprinting through the hole. Saquon Barkley is in. Touchdown, Philadelphia.
Philadelphia got the win again. They are 2-0, 20-17. Your final, Saquon Barkley, 88 yards on the ground, and that touchdown. Chiefs, 0-2.
They have never lost, if you count the Super Bowl, they had never lost three straight with Patrick Mahomes. They've now lost three straight games. It's the first time in a couple of years they've lost back-to-back games. So the Patriots ahead of the Chiefs in the standings. I largely thought that game yesterday was a dud. I don't know. I hear people go, it's football, defensive football. That felt like a dud. For what should have been a great matchup, it felt like mostly a bunch of stupid tush pushes.
It was
pushes.
Good until all the tush pushes.
They
should outlaw that stupid play. I know they didn't, so the Eagles are allowed to do it. But it's such a cheap, stupid play. Yesterday was a prime example of why they got to get that out.
So the Chiefs, I wasn't bold enough to have them missing the playoffs, but I did feel a bad year coming. I had them not winning the division.
Down on them.
But they're 0-2, but also the Joe Burrow injury also does maybe open the door, even a slow start for them.
Good point.
You know, one less team down the road. So we'll see. But the Chiefs are 0-2 to begin the year. What about the Rams and the Titans?
Third and five now for the LA offense. Stafford tosses, end zone, touchdown, Davante Adams. Stafford hits him in stride.
First touchdown as a member of the LA Rams for Davante Adams, who also had six catches for 106 yards. And the Rams, 33-19 win over the Titans. Rams 2-0, Titans 0-2.
Not looking good for some of my sleeper picks when it comes to the state. I had the Titans winning that division. I thought Ward looked better. He's gone against two good defenses.
Yeah, he has.
But Rams has improved to 2-0. Puka Nacua with a big touchdown run in there as well.
Okay, all right. What about the DK Metcalf revenge game? Steelers-Seahawks.
Hey, what happened?
Try to go up two scores, and they're going to keep it conservative for Myers. Walker on the run. He may bust a touchdown. He will! Breaker from Kenneth Walker III, and Seattle jumps out by two scores.
He may bust a touchdown. He sure did. He sure did. Did you hear the guy that was doing play-by-play for the Patriots? Every single time
on TV.
Yeah.
Catalog.
Yeah. Every single time somebody like came in to make a tackle, like the second guy in on a tackle, every single time he'd be like, Christian Ellis finished them off. Every single time. I was like, all right, bud.
All right, dude.
We got it.
Save it for the safe harbor.
We got it.
The audio didn't work on I know this is everybody, but like the audio just didn't work yesterday.
Yeah, no, there was a bit of a mess of a broadcast.
As bad as Spiro and Arch are.
Yeah.
This was a step down yesterday.
That was
horrendous.
Can't wait for the next Spiro Arch game.
Horrendous, horrendous broadcast. Audio issues.
Yeah.
They couldn't keep track of timeouts.
That was great. They're like, they can't stop it now. Tua was walking off the field.
They didn't know Achan stepped out of bounds. Like, you clearly heard a whistle and he stepped out of bounds. I had no clue.
I love when they showed the replay because I'm like watching it and I'm like, holy crap. Like, they just scored. And then they show the replay. He had like his whole foot out.
Like, not even close.
I was like, oh, yeah, I think he's out of bounds.
I missed all the finishing guys off, though, yesterday.
Every single play was.
Did you catch the Caleb Johnson, the rookie back out of Iowa, what he did on the kick?
No,
what did
he do?
Ball bounced in the landing zone, rolled into the end zone. He let it go. Seattle fell on top of it for a touchdown.
He walked off the field.
Yeah, whoops.
Yeah, whoopsie-daisy.
They don't have a Jeremy Springer teaching the finer points of special teams on that squad.
All I know is Mike Tomlin's one of the greatest coaches. He seems like he has them dialed in, is all I know. That's the Pats' next opponent.
That is the Pats' next opponent. They lost to the Seahawks 31-17. Sam Darnold threw a couple of touchdowns. You just heard the Kenneth Walker touchdown run. Jackson Smith and Jigba held out of the end zone, but 8 catches for 103 yards. He's been great. So both Seattle and Pittsburgh 1-1, a rematch of one of the most boring Super Bowls of all time.
It sure is.
That was a tough game. All right, Cardinals and Panthers.
What happened?
Josh Gaines, one of the backup old linemen, lines up as a fullback. Connor had the lead blocker he needed, and he bangs it in for the Cardinals touchdown.
Bangs it in? Busts a touchdown?
What? Are they all on like a separate group chat?
They're all horny.
Text chain. All of these play-by-play guys, and they're all just like trying to out-horny each other?
Yes, they are. The Cardinals built up a huge lead and then almost let it slip away. The Panthers did have the ball down by only 5, but got sacked on the final play. So the Cardinals are 2-0. Panthers are 0-2. Bryce Young, one of those good fantasy days where you get smoked early. You end up throwing 3 touchdowns and like 300-something yards.
They couldn't stop Bryce Young to Hunter Renfro. That was a lethal connection there at the end. The Cardinals have done the exact same. They're 2-0.
They've done
the exact same thing 2 weeks in a row. They let the Saints and the Panthers hang around. My Dave Canales, head coach of the year, future prop, not looking so hot.
No, not so much. No. Ted McMillan, the rookie. 100-yard game.
Big game.
6 catches, 100 yards. All right, what about this crazy game? Cowboys and Giants.
What happened?
Well, the Cowboys kicked a 64-yard field goal with time expiring to force overtime. And then in overtime.
46 to try and win this thriller. Aubrey got it into overtime and now wins it. What a ball game. Cowboys in OT.
Brandon Aubrey becomes the first player in NFL history to kick a game-tying field goal as time expired in the fourth quarter and a game-winning field goal as time expired in overtime.
It's never happened like that.
Cowboys 40-37, your final in OT. It's Dallas's first win of the season. Giants are 0-2. You got to wonder either. I think, does Brian Daboll stay and they go to Jackson Dart? Russell Wilson.
What did he throw for yesterday?
450, 3 touchdowns.
I think it was a career day for him.
But then he also had a horrible pick.
Yeah.
Until the arm punt at the end.
He had a horrible pick.
Second down.
I'd imagine.
Jackson Dart did have like a carry.
Yeah, he did. He came in and. Yeah, do you have a carry? He also handed off, I thought, to Scatabu at one point.
Scatabu had a touchdown.
So I'd imagine he goes back. You can't bench a quarterback that throws for 450, I don't think.
No.
So I imagine that buys Daboll a little bit of time. But yeah, what year is it? Russ is throwing for 450. It's like Russ and Dak duking it out. What year is it?
Dak Prescott, 361, 2 touchdowns. Javonte Williams, though, their lead back, had another good game. He was really good in week 1. Week 2, 97 yards and a touchdown. CeeDee Lamb, over 100 yards. Malik Nabers had a monster game for the Giants. 9 for 167 and 2. It's a big game for him. Mm. All right, what about the Ben Johnson Bowl? Lions and Bears.
What happened?
Didn't go great for Ben Johnson.
What did happen?
Didn't go
Keith?
Great for Ben Johnson. Yeah. His former team, though, maybe they learned from him.
That's what
they were
was.
Able to take what he taught them and apply it to this game.
Fourth and goal, fake to Montgomery.
Too easy.
To St. Brown into the end zone. His third touchdown today, and there he goes.
Right into the leap zone.
Right into the leap zone. Pretty good day for the Detroit Lions, sans Ben Johnson. They scored 52 on Ben Johnson's current team. 52-21 was your final. Good day for the sun god. Amon-Ra St. Brown, 9 for 115 and 3 scores. Both Sonic and Knuckles got the end zone. Jameson Williams scored. Jared Goff threw 5 touchdown passes. On the flip side, Caleb Williams, 207, 2 touchdowns. DeAndre Swift had a garbage time touchdown. Roma Dunze had a good day.
Big day, yeah.
7 for 128 and 2. But the Bears dropped to 0-2. Detroit gets their first win of the season. They're 1-1.
Speaking of snip, Ben Johnson's gotten pretty snippy with the media there.
Yeah.
He was asked if Campbell's running up the score on him late. He's like, well, what? That they what go 4 on 4th down is what they do. Yeah. So awfully snippy, yeah.
Tough start.
It's not a good start for your guy.
Yeah, it's my guy.
Your guy, Ben Johnson.
I like that guy.
Yeah.
All right, what about Mac Jones, 49ers and Saints?
My guy.
Hey, what happened?
Special to see the impact we can have.
Yep, no doubt about that as they find Jennings running free. Juwan Jennings going to take it in for a San Francisco touchdown.
The best with the sideline reporters talking over the play. But
what a downsell that was.
It happens. It was a touchdown, one of three touchdown passes for Mac Jones in the 49ers 26-21 win over the Saints. San Francisco 2-0, like the Rams in the NFC West. Saints fall to 0-2. And I think probably the worst team in the NFL. I think the team the Patriots just played are in that conversation as well. But Saints, Panthers, Dolphins.
New Orleans at least been a little scrappier than I thought. But yeah, I think they are not talented, not good. Mac was pretty decent yesterday. I mean, I heard from a bunch of the Mac people. They apparently still exist. So, look, it was a good game for him. I'll give it to him.
Good game for him. Sunday Night Football was a matchup of the two quarterbacks from the NCAA championship game from just 2 short years ago. J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix Jr. It was Falcons and Vikings.
What happened?
Both those guys didn't really do anything. In fact, McCarthy's horrible.
Yeah.
It was this.
Goal, and Algier walks into the end zone for the game's first touchdown.
J.J. McCarthy was awful. 11 of 21, 158 yards, no touchdowns, 2 interceptions. He fumbled 3 times, lost one of them, but fumbled 3 times. So he had 3 turnovers in the game. Penix, 13 of 21 for 135, Penix Jr.
Oh, sorry.
Bijan Robinson had a good day on the ground. Algier had the game's only touchdown, 22-6. Was your final score? Atlanta and Minnesota are both now 1-1.
Well, Parker Romo was blasting kick after kick after kick. They almost missed.
Parker Romo went 5 for 5, including a 54-yarder, and I think of note, 1 of 1 for extra points.
That seems important.
He made his extra point
with Andy Borregales.
He got to the game
here in New England,
or he got to the team. I think on Friday. He was like player of the game. He met one of his teammates in the postgame.
You were telling me that.
Yeah, he's like, hey, nice to meet you.
That's amazing. We're already getting the text throughout the show. Oh, you guys still like J.J. McCarthy?
I never did.
You want to direct your criticism at Tom E. Curran on Twitter.
Yeah.
That's probably the best place to do it. We'll talk to Tom E. Curran
at
high noon tomorrow.
He was so bad.
Neither of us are J.J. McCarthy fans.
Justin Jefferson might kill him, and I don't blame him if he does.
Yeah.
That's going to be frustrating. Then tonight, it's a doubleheader. Buccaneers, Texans at 7, and Chargers, Raiders at 10.
Okay.
A little Monday night doubleheader.
How do you feel about the doubleheader?
Don't like it.
I don't like it either.
Not for me.
Way too much is left to get sorted out in the fantasy matchups. Way too much stuff to watch at the end of the weekend.
So now I'm up till 1 o'clock tonight. I hate to be the old man, but like now I'm up till 1 o'clock watching Raiders Chargers screaming about fantasy football.
Yeah.
I need Brock Bowers to go one more catch. I'm staying up till 1 o'clock like a psychopath.
I mean, yes.
Cracking open one more beer at 12:30 at night. That's not good for my health.
That's a peek forward into our future. Yeah, don't blame. Look, my health is not my issue. It's the NFL's
drink
fault.
During the games.
It's the NFL's fault is what it is.
Stinks.
So that's what happened. Week 2 of the NFL almost in the books with Monday Night Football's doubleheader tonight. 617-779-7937. More thoughts on the Patriots, their win over the Dolphins this weekend. You can jump in line. And let's get to the end of an era, the Jalen Polk era, next.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Watch us, love us. Just follow WEEI on Twitch. Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
May takes the snap, throws this one deep, looking end zone. Booty catches it. Touchdown. Let's go. 12-0 ball game. Pats lead. Kayshon Booty. He is that man.
It's a hog crossover.
I always said, get you a guy who can do both. He's like a young Joe Buck.
He is.
Hogdale. He's doing baseball games, doing football games. It's a busy Sunday for him.
It really was.
Man.
He said, Kayshon Booty is that man. He also got pretty frustrated with the Patriots and their kicking.
Well, the kicking was bad, Jones.
Kicking was not great. That's
you thought
true.
You would celebrate the touchdown with 7 points, but you celebrated with six twice in a row. And the booty catch was it's great.
It was a phenomenal catch. Yeah, the only grab he had, I believe.
Yeah, that was it for him, but he made it count right on Jack Jones. I also realized why the Dolphins are so bad. Oh. They have entirely way too many former Patriots.
Jake Bailey.
Bailey, Cardona. Judon.
Yeah.
They have Cole Strange. They added him.
Oh, yeah. He's
it's
on the practice squad.
Pats.
Yeah, cut some
you're
of those
doing
guys.
It wrong. You have way too many Pats.
Right. When you're taking scraps from the Patriots, that's probably why your team.
Terrible sign.
Stinks.
Yeah.
So the wide receiver room was interesting yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Diggs was pretty quiet. Mac Hollins had an early touchdown. Booty had that touchdown. Pop Douglas was basically invisible.
Pop play?
In the game yesterday. Played 15 snaps, ooh. I think. We'll get to him in a moment, but over the weekend, the Patriots, and you may not have even noticed this, traded away Jalen Polk.
He is gone.
He is.
They will be getting a sixth rounder.
Nice.
In 2027.
Oh.
In exchange
well, that's
for
a good draft though, so
Jalen Polk. It's a deep draft that year.
Take a look at the sophomores right now.
In exchange for Jalen Polk and a seventh round pick. It is a pick from the Saints. Could be a high one 2 years from now. Could I guess we'll have to see.
Maybe the highest seventh rounder.
It could
no,
be
highest sixth
rounder. Yeah.
For your seventh.
Yeah, don't sneeze at that.
Be the last seventh rounder.
Right?
Might be Mr. Irrelevant.
It
you
could
just
be.
Gave up.
Schefter gave you all the details on this. We know it, but the Patriots traded out of pick 34. They traded down. They were able to turn Ladd McConkey into Jalen Polk and Javon Baker, who are now
was
both gone.
Pro this year.
Pretty good stuff. The end of an era, as it were, Keith. Is it the worst?
Yeah.
Is it the worst draft pick they've ever had?
It's not because
it might be.
So I don't think it is because I think first round picks almost have to always be the answer. I know he was a very high second round pick.
37 is pretty close, and look at what they missed out on. They had Ladd McConkey right there.
Oh, specifically.
Well, they turned him into what, a sixth round pick?
Well, that's true. We don't.
Baker's gone.
You can't close the door yet. We don't know what that pick is yet.
Yeah, the jury's still out. But it was weird. Like, he would have been cut, or I guess maybe they would have made this trade sooner if it wasn't for him being hurt. Because everyone's like, oh, that affects this. And I'm like, no, it doesn't. This does not affect who's making the team at all. He was not going to make the team. So, I mean, I guess you could make the case. They had a few other second-round picks, like Rossi Dowling, that was a super high second round pick. That was even higher. I think it was 34 overall. They called him Ross IR Dowling.
But
they never played.
Did they trade out of the pick and miss out on an all
pro? Fair enough. Probably not. No.
It might be the worst pick they've ever made.
So and that, Duke Dawson into a seventh. That's so not great.
But he's saying who you picked. Who you
they had McConkey. They traded out.
All right. Well, what about N'Keal Harry? He's a first round pick, and it's not the trades, but it's, well.
Yeah, who you missed out on. That's fair.
It's the
that's
receivers
totally
that went right after.
Yeah.
So maybe N'Keal Harry, but yeah, it's
this guy was even worse than Harry, which is saying something.
Yeah,
this guy was worse.
Was he?
I mean, yes. It's
12 catches in his career.
How many Polk have?
Polk.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Polk had 12 for 87 and 2 touchdowns.
Oh,
which is
should have
shocking.
Been 3 if he knew you
that's
had to get
game.
Both feet down. Yeah,
Tyquan Thornton, or I'm sorry, no, Tyquan Thornton.
That's another
that
good one.
One.
Yeah,
N'Keal Harry for his career, actually. 64 catches.
Smoked him.
174 yards.
N'Keal Harry.
714 yards. I mean,
N'Keal Harry's sneaky good.
Oh, in his Patriots career. Because he's with two other
that's
teams.
Closer, yeah.
3 years, 19, 20, and 21 seasons. So you had, what, three different quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an excuse for Harry.
Yeah. Yeah, I built that one in.
What do you want him to do? He only had Brady for 1 year.
I mean, Paul Konferdis had two.
57 catches for 598 yards and four touchdowns.
Look, I just
had five touchdowns. They got screwed in that Chiefs game.
There it is.
That's what derailed his career right there.
Oh, N'Keal Harry, better football player than Jalen Polk.
I'm just saying.
They're both awful.
Jalen Polk might be the worst draft pick this franchise has ever made, given the acquisition cost, given what they missed out on, given the returns. It might be the worst.
Yeah. Well, that's an Elliott Wolf special there.
Not a good one whatsoever. You mentioned Pop Douglas. What was going on with him yesterday? People told me he was going to be a 1,000-yard receiver this year.
I never did.
No. Phil, Tom, not to heap all the criticism at Tom Curran. Again, we'll talk to him tomorrow at high noon.
Although
those two were like especially bullish on him being the trigger for the offense. He wasn't even out there.
No, he wasn't. No, but Tom really likes Booty. Give him credit for that.
Kayshon Booty had a big Booty fan.
Well, who doesn't like Booty?
Yeah.
So only one catch yesterday, but they only had...
Curran likes Booty.
It's true. 19 catches, but what was it, 7 by receivers or something like that?
Yeah.
What?
They didn't do much.
Now, 2 touchdowns. Both touchdowns that Drake May threw were to receivers. Booty, 1 catch, 16 yards, and it was a score. Mac Hollins, where he kind of rolled out, 1. It was an 8-yard touchdown. But, yeah, Pop only had 1 target.
So, the explanation I've seen is they wanted to run more,
they
and they did.
The
you know, it was 29 runs to 23 attempts. I don't know how many total dropbacks, but 23 pass attempts yesterday. And they wanted to run more. He's not a run blocker, so fine. He wasn't out there. I mean, I thought he'd get more than 15 snaps, so keep an eye on that.
Cole Strange is the worst pick ever is a good one, too.
It's another good one.
Yeah.
They missed out on actually 2 players. I saw Mark Daniels tweeting about this yesterday. We've talked a lot about why am I blanking on the corner?
McDuffie.
Kansas City.
Yeah.
But they also misevaluated guard, too. Dallas just paid their guard who went in between trading out. So that's a complete misevaluation. It's like, you wanted a guard.
Got the wrong guard.
That guy got a big, giant extension from Dallas, and your guy is on the Dolphins practice squad.
Nice.
And, you know, on his way out of the league.
Nice.
617-779-7937. Let's go to New Hampshire Norm waiting patiently.
New Hampshire Norm!
New Hampshire Norm, what's going on?
Good morning, fellas. I'm calling you from my boat on Lake Winnipesaukee. I'm out here trolling for salmon, lake trout, and rainbows and having a heck of a day.
Nice. Sounds
like wanted
it.
To I just wanted to rebut that gentleman that called earlier.
Oh.
I don't know who he's listening to, but you are the least arrogant, most self-deprecating crew on all of sports radio of Boston.
We are, New Hampshire Norm. Thanks for having our back, New Hampshire Norm. Norm. Not on your boat. We appreciate it.
Compared to Zoe.
Let's not compare and contrast.
You don't need to compare to every other show. You can just talk us up. You don't have to talk other people down.
But you know that he is the most arrogant individual on all of sports radio.
The man has a boat just like you, New Hampshire Norm.
Well, I hope they're biting today. Hope you get your rainbows and your stripers and everything else up there.
Keep your line in the water there.
That's right.
Yeah.
We appreciate that. New Hampshire Norm, though.
Has our back.
Add to the list. Nice day for be on Winnipesaukee.
If we're fair, he's probably pretty biased since, you know.
New Hampshire guy.
Yeah, you guys
sticking
share
with the fellow New Hampshire guys.
The Granite State T's and P's to the old man.
Well, still a nice memory, the old man.
Our pal Tommy's in Lynn. What's up, Tommy?
What's up, Jones? What's up, Keith?
Hey, Tommy.
This is what I got to say today.
Right.
Yesterday, the Patriots played unbelievable. Drake May had a really good game. 2 touchdowns, a rushing touchdown, no picks. He had good game. The offensive line played good, and they ran the ball a lot. I want to see this team keep doing what they're doing, what they did yesterday, because they never won a game in Miami since 2019 with Brady. And yesterday was a good win for this team. And now they got the Steelers, Carolina, and then Buffalo. I can see this team going 3-2 on this stretch. Let's go.
Okay.
All right. I like it.
How sustainable is what happened yesterday, Keith, with the sloppiness, the big defensive plays they gave up?
Mm-hmm.
Drake May on the other side, I agree with Tommy, was great yesterday. So
they got to clean this stuff up defensively. Offensively, that is good. And I think against some of these bad teams, which we keep pointing to, right, they have an easy schedule. Now, losing to the Raiders, which is not a world-beating team, that was frustrating. That kind of knocked everybody back a little bit. But Miami's also a bad team and offensively frustrating. So, I don't know. Is the offense – I think that's the game plan they're going to want. It's going to be interesting, though, for whatever team, whether it's Pittsburgh, Carolina, certainly Buffalo, as soon as that team stops the run, all right, now Drake May's going to throw it where you're going to rely on these receivers a little bit more. And it's going to be like second and third and long a little bit more. Like, how does he deal with that? But overall, against some of these bad teams, I think this is how you can win.
So, were the Patriots good yesterday? Were they lucky? A little bit of both. We can get to it. You happy with the Patriots' first win of the Mike Vrabel era? We'll get to that with all your phone calls next.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.